Erev Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Parashat Va'era. So this is a very exciting parasha where we see the enemies of Am Yisrael getting...
How are you?
Head over the head. Oh, Shalom. I don't know if that was... One second. I'm just going to... Soon. One second. Mikey, how do I mute all? Okay, Rabotai. So Parashat Ve'era, of the many things that we can speak of, there's a very interesting pasuk in the beginning of the parasha that is a little bit cryptic. The Torah says, Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe ve'el Aharon, Vaytzavem el Bnei Yisrael ve'el Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Leotzi Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, which means Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon, and he commanded them to Bnei Yisrael and to Paro Melech Mitzrayim to send Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So it's very clear from the pasuk what Hashem commanded Moshe Aharon to give over to Paro to let Am Yisrael go. But it also says before that, Vaytzavim el Bnei Yisrael. He commanded them to tell something to Bnei Yisrael. And the Torah doesn't say what that is. What did Hashem command Moshe Aharon to divulge to Am Yisrael? So there's an interesting Talmud Yerushalmi in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Al Matzivam, Al Parashat Shiluach Avadim. When Moshe Aharon first came to Mitzrayim, the first thing he told Am Yisrael, before even telling them, he already told them they were going to go out, but before all of the Otot and the Moftim and the Makot, the Talmud Yerushalmi says, Moshe Aharon commanded them about the mitzvah of setting the Eved Ivri, the Jewish slave, free after 6 years, and then the Dinim of Yovel at that point. Rabotai, why was it so important at that moment? They were still in the middle of slavery. They didn't even come out. When did the dinim of Eved Ivri begin to take effect, Rabotai? Only in Eretz Yisrael, many, many years later. Why is it so important to tell them now? Why couldn't it have been said by Har Sinai like all of the other mitzvot? And not only that, the Yerushalmi brings down in the same place and it says, Ve'ati ha-ke'ayid de'amar Rabbi Hila, lo ne'inshu Yisrael ela al parashat shiluach avadim, which means, the Yerushalmi says that Am Yisrael went into Galut. You know why? One of the biggest reasons, one of the biggest midah keneged midah for them going into Galut is because they slacked off in Eretz Yisrael about the dinim of Eved Ivri. They didn't set the Jewish slaves free. So it's a very big thing. Why specifically at this moment? Says the Gaon Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichot Musar, says beautifully. He says it's very important. At that specific moment, you know, the Torah says, "V'lo shame'o el Moshe mikotzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha." Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them all sorts of unbelievable, extraordinary things. There's going to be geulah, you're going to go out, and you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. And what was Am Yisrael's reaction to all of Moshe Rabbeinu's words? "V'lo shame'o el Moshe mikotzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha." They couldn't even listen because they were so exhausted and beaten and downtrodden from the slavery. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "You see how you can't listen to me? You see what it feels like to be an Eved? You see how painful it is to be enslaved? When you go into Eretz Yisrael and the laws of Eved Ivri start taking effect, make sure you let him free. Remember this moment. Remember how terrible it is to be enslaved, and let the slaves go when the time comes." That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I have to tell you specifically at this moment." He says, we find this many, many times throughout the Torah. That's why, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu preface the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai? The first of the Aseret HaDibirot, which came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ve'atzmo. Anochi Adonai Eloecha, asher hotzeticha me'eretz Mitzrayim, mi'bet avadim. First, Am Yisrael, you have to know, before I command you any of the other mitzvot, know that I, Hashem, took you out of Bet Avadim. You were slaves. You suffered so much for 210 years, and you know what it means to be a slave. And I took you out of there. Remember, I took you out for one reason only, to keep all of the mitzvot. And that will help you to keep it throughout the generations. We find many times a person throughout life, there are many inspirational moments that a person can have. We all go through moments of inspiration, inspirational moments, inspirational bursts. Yeah, all sorts of, you know, the daily dose, inspiration, and all. We all go through all sorts of stuff like that. Honorable mention. Anyway, Bekitzur, Aval Mikol Makom, very few are the people. How come, in spite of all the inspiration that we go through throughout life, we still manage to stay, at least most of us, on such a low level? Why is that? How come we don't grow to such heights? You know what the reason is? Because inspiration is great, but the key to success is acting immediately upon those moments of inspiration. Like we find, the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says, on the Futet, Daf Kaf, speaks about Palti ben Laish. Rabot banot asuchayim ze Yosef, ve'at alit al kulana ze Palti ben Laish. The Gemara says, Yosef HaTzadik was on such a high level, he was able to be Koveshet Yitzro. But you know who's even greater than Yosef HaTzadik? Palti ben Laish. You remember that Tzadik? Shaul HaMelech married off his daughter Michal to this gentleman by the name of Palti when she was already married to David. And they lived together for years. Palti ben Laish never touched her because he knew that she was an Eshet Ish, that she was married to David HaMelech, and he never touched her. Remember what he did? In order to, he put a sword in the bed. And he says, anybody who, you know, removes the word mitasek bedavar ze, you know, which means if we touch each other, should be stabbed by the sword. Says the Gemara, who is greater, Yosef or Palti? Yosef had a, not minimizing his nisayon chas v'shalom, but the nisayon of Yosef at tzaddik with Eshet Potifar, how long did that last? Few moments, right? Just one time. That nisayon, and he ran away. Palti ben Laish, how long did that last for? Years. And she was, quote unquote, his wife. Beheter. They were in the same bed already. And he was able to, you know, ward off his yetzer hara. That was such, much bigger. That alit al kulan, the Gemara says that Palti ben Laish, he was even greater than Yosef at tzaddik. Yeah, but she was an Eshet Ish. There were usually people around. That nisayon of, he was the only one there, nobody else. But itpeseo bevigdo, she grabbed him, batomer shechva'i mi. That only happened one time. Now listen to this, Rabotan. The Sichot Musar asks, says, I don't get it. What's the big nisayon of sticking the sword into the bed? Kavyachon, like the sword, you think the sword has a life of its own? They says, okay, if any of us touch one another, we should get stabbed by the sword. Swords are inanimate objects. So who cares that you put the sword into the bed? Ki'ilu, that does something. The same person that put it in, take it out and throw it away. Ela, says the Sichot Musar, the sword wasn't a physical danger. It wasn't a physical threat. Rather, what was it? It was a reminder of that resolve that he had in the first, that wedding night. He was filled with trepidation. This is an Eshet Ish, Karet, Olam Abba. He was terrified. But guess what? We're human beings. And being scared of something and the resolve that you have for something, what happens after time? It wears off. Palti ben Laish went and took an action that would constantly remind him of that resolve that he had at that first moment. And every time he saw it, he was reminded of that conviction that he had on his wedding night. Kavyachon, on that fake wedding night, whatever it was. But anyway, that's what he did. Yeah, there are countless reminders, many, many stories throughout Shas, Midrashim, Chazal HaKadoshim about people who had an inspirational burst, acted on it, and were kone olamam b'sha'a achat. Everybody knows the story in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin of Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. He was, you know, in his previous life, you know, almost until his last day on earth, he wasn't the, you know, he wasn't the biggest tzaddik yisod olam. He did all sorts of averot, and the Gemara says, not only did he do averot inappropriate, and he cohabited with all sorts of inappropriate women, and the Gemara says that he got to every single inappropriate woman on the face of the earth. Lo hiniach achat. He was a pro, right? He was the best in his field. And yet, something happened. The Gemara says that during the act, this Isha Prutza told Elazar at that moment, she exhaled during the act. And she says, Elazar, you should know, that just, you know, I exhaled now, and just like that breath can never come back, you, Elazar bin Dordaya, you can never come back either. You will never, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never accept you b'tshuva. You are a lost cause. Who's the Musar coming from? Isha Prutza. Isha Prutza. Right, and she took so much money, v'zeh. He looked at her. This is like the quintessential textbook. Look who's talking. You know, Isha Prutza gives him Musar, you'll never be chozer b'tshuva. He said, what'd you say? I'm never going to be chozer b'tshuva, ya chatichat. Isha Prutza, I'm never going to be chozer b'tshuva. He says, I'm not going to be chozer b'tshuva. Immediately, he got such a burst of inspiration, he didn't even finish. He went, he got dressed, and he went out to the, you know, to the forest. He started speaking to the sun and the moon. Bakshu alai rachamim, you know, pray for me to be chozer b'tshuva. Shamayim va'aretz, harimu gva'ot. Right, he started speaking to all of nature, whatever that means. And what did they all tell him? Ad shenevakesh rachamim alecha, nevakesh al atzmenu. Because the whole bria is going to cease to exist one day. So they said, instead of praying for you, we should pray for ourselves first. At the end, he realized, im ken ena davar talui ela bi. If that's the case, you know, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. Like Mara says, he sat down, sam rosho ben birkav, right? He bent over in fetal position. He put his head between his knees, and mamash pshuto kemashma'o ga'a bivchi ad sheyatz'a nishmato. He cried until his neshama, he cried his neshama out until he died. Yatzta bat kol ve'amra. The Gemara says that a heavenly voice came out and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya mezuman l'chaya olam haba. He is, after all of the chataim, he was accepted b'tshuva, and Hashem says, yalla tfada, you're invited to olam haba. The Gemara says, Bachar Rabbi ve'amar, after hearing the story, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih, cried and said, yesh koneh olamo b'sha'a echad, the person can acquire his share in the world to come in even one moment. Many of the Mefarshim ask, why is that something to cry about? That's something to smile about. That's something good. The answer is that just like a person can acquire his Olam Abba in one moment, a person who lived his entire life as a Rasha Merusha, in one moment he was able to gain, he was able to achieve his Olam Abba. The same is true the other way around. A person who lived his entire life as a Tzaddik Yesod Olam can lose his Olam Abba in one moment as well. And that's terrifying. That's what Rabbeinu HaKadosh cried. One pshat. Rabotai, there's many, many situations of inspiration and, you know, feelings of awe. The idea is not to have those feelings. The idea is to act on them. You got to strike while the iron's hot. Title, Mikey. Anyway, so that is the idea we see behind the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to remember forever. There's another pasuk in the Torah, Parashat Mishpatim, V'ger lo tilchatz. You're not allowed to oppress a ger. V'atem yeda'atem et nefesh a ger. Hashem says, and you should know not to oppress gerim. You know why? Gerim eitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. You were foreigners in Egypt. You know exactly about it. That's the ta'am behind all these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us. Rabotai, thank you for listening. Shabbat shalom vorach. Enjoy Shabbat, ba-Shabbat, ba-Menucha, Shabbat is marpe, l'chol b'serom marpe, rabotai, Shabbat shalom borach, iskul shenem rabot, be well. Chodesh tov.
Amen. Shabbat shalom.